When archaeologists find these broken bits of pottery, what do they do with it? One of the first ways that an archaeologist examines pottery is to look for its decoration, because a similar decoration style suggests a shared or a common culture, a motif that might be used in one particular region indicates that it was commonly used at a specific time. Specific shapes of pottery can also be used to explore the idea of trade. So, for example, trade in wine or other types of commodities would use the same vessel, just as we recognize certain shapes and food containers in the grocery store today. The same pottery type would be used in antiquity and would basically be a marketing tool for the traders involved in exchanging these goods. Because pottery is so common and is one of the first artifacts that is found, often a historical period will be named after the site at which a distinctive pottery type was first discovered. So, for example, Halafware, which dates to about the 6th millennium BC, comes from a site, the site of Tel Halaf, near the border of Turkey, so in northern Mesopotamia. Halafware is very distinctive. It uses a fine, deep pink clay, salmon-colored, that is painted red and black with geometric and animal designs. It's really some of the most beautiful pottery ware that survives from Mesopotamia. Since we're talking about the 6th millennium, this is the prehistoric period. Writing has not yet been invented. So archaeologists have to look at the artifacts to try and reconstruct society and to learn what they can about the people who use this Halaf ware. We see that Halaf ware extends throughout a large sweep of northern Mesopotamia, moving far west into Syria, for example. So we start in the north in the early 6th millennium, but by the mid-6th millennium, Halaf ware reaches southern Iraq. So if we look at pottery as an indication of how people or ideas moved throughout the Near East, we'll see that these two cultures meet each other and how they interact with each other, how the people in the south adopt or adapt using the Halaf ware compared to what they had been using before. Even when texts do exist, even in the historic period, pottery can inform archaeologists of topics that don't necessarily concern the authors of written sources. As I said, certain pottery shapes were useful for specific commodities. And the way that archaeologists analyze these types of pottery has varied over the years. Now chemical trace analysis can be applied to the inside of a pot. And we discover that wine was already being used, probably by the upper classes in Mesopotamia, by about 3100 BC, several centuries before wine begins to appear in texts. So this physical evidence allows us to rethink one of the main staples of Mesopotamian diet. Other types of trace analysis help us look at the domestication, the history of the domestication of wheat. Barley and emmer wheat are important staples of Mesopotamian bread. And so we can look at the pottery that was used for bread making or storage of wheat. And this will give us some insight into diet and food consumption. For example, a bakery has been discovered at a small site in northern Mesopotamia. Dates to about the 4th millennium BC. We know that this was a communal bakery, not just a kitchen that happened to bake bread, because there are a number of different storage jars that held different types of wheat. There's also a storeroom that contains other goods used in making bread. So there are molds, there are different sections of the room that used very pure wheat next to wheat that needs to be processed. So we see that this bakery is really an industry. It's not just a place where grain was stored and made for a family.